Hey, sorry I'm late. Whoa, you got older. Anyways, so sorry I'm late. They had me working overtime. Can I come in? I am exhausted. Yeah, if I'd known how long I was gonna be working today, I would have gotten way more sleep. 5 hours. It's not too bad. I'll survive. Unless I fall asleep at the wheel. Hey, buddy, let's go. I'm tired. Seriously, where is he? He better not leap out of a closet with a squirt gun or something. I swear, physically, my brother is an adult, but mentally, he is a 9-year-old. What? What do you mean he's not here? I was supposed to pick him up. He got a ride from somebody else? He didn't tell me. That would have been nice to know before I drove all the way over here. Is he mad because I wasn't here when I said I'd be? I had work. You know, I can't help it if we're severely understaffed. Plus, I can't turn down extra hours. We need the money. I'm sorry. Why am I explaining myself to you? I'm not here to pick you up. Okay, well, I guess I'll get going then. Except that your furniture is incredibly comfortable, and I really don't want to get up. Can I just lay here for a few more minutes? I've been moving nonstop all day. Thanks. So, how are you? It's been a while. You look older than the last time I saw you. Significantly older. I'm sorry, I don't mean to stare. It's just so weird. Not a bad weird, obviously. And not that you look weird. Never mind, I'm tired. But things with you, they're good? That's nice to hear. Things with me are fine. College isn't quite as fun as I anticipated, but it's good to be on summer break. I've missed it here. Started feeling homesick like 2 seconds into the semester. Yeah. Pretty much. Sorry, what were you saying? I think I dozed off for a second. I'm really sorry. I don't usually fall asleep on people's couches like this. You can blame my boss. Or my bad sleep habits. Did you cut your hair recently? Looks good. It's a good look on you. You really grew into your own style. I remember when your hair stuck up in like 100 different directions. And your laugh. You've always had this contagious laugh. You and my brother would be laughing at the stupidest stuff, and then, without even realizing it, I'd be laughing too. I gotta say, you are way more chill than I remember. I mean, you were always more chill than my brother, but you could still be a little punk. Now you're actually pretty cool. And cute. That's a bad idea. I shouldn't be saying stuff like that. I fell asleep. Sorry. Where did this blanket come from? Oh, thank you. You're playing video games? What is this? I should have known. My brother is playing this all the time. Except it's loud when he plays. Way too loud. Why is there no sound? You muted it? Oh, to not wake me up. You didn't have to do that. What time is it? You're joking. Please say you're joking. That is way later than I expected. I should go home. Yikes. Keys. Where are my keys? On the table. There we go. Okay, I'll see you later. Thank you for the blanket and everything. I just, need my keys. Oh, they're in my hand. Wow, I'm out of it. Okay, I'll see you later. What do you mean? Of course I can drive home. I'm not too tired, I'll be fine. It's not a big deal, don't worry about me. I'm a good driver. You've been in a car with me, right? Am I not a good driver? It's okay. I mean, I'm a little sleepy, but give me a couple minutes to wake up fully and I'll be perfectly alert. I'm fine. I promise. Okay? I'm gonna go now. I just realized I'm not wearing any shoes. Okay, point taken. Maybe it is unsafe for me to drive. Plus, you know, it might be weird if I go home now, in the middle of the night. My family is gonna wonder where I've been, and then I'll have to explain this whole thing, and I really don't want to have to do that. Tomorrow, I'll just tell them I slept over at a friend's house. Which isn't entirely a lie. We're friends, right? I mean, we're friendly. It's all relative. Okay, so you're sure you don't mind if I sleep here? Thank you. You have the comfiest couch ever. I would trade my bed for this couch any day. Are you normally up this late playing video games? Sometimes. Your sleeping habits are almost as bad as mine. You weren't waiting up for me, were you? Wow, really? Nothing, I'm just... I don't know, have I said thank you yet? Only 4 times. Well, consider this the 5th. Returning the favor? What do you mean, what favor? You're kidding. You remember that? Okay, I babysat you like once. I was not your babysitter. A babysitter babysits on multiple occasions. I only babysat you once. Okay, stop calling me your babysitter. Because it's weird. And because it makes me feel older than I am. You definitely could have used a full-time babysitter, though. You couldn't make your own mac and cheese. Remember? You grabbed the box and you poured it out and you were like, why are they crunchy? Although, to be fair, I barely knew how to make mac and cheese either. But I did a fine job, wouldn't you say? Your laugh's the same. Still contagious. I guess I'll go back to sleep now. Hey, wait. My brother is really lucky to have someone like you. Good night. I'm sleeping. What do you want? Oh, it's you. I thought... I don't know, I forgot I was here. Is everything okay? What? My brother can't come over right now. Did you tell him now is a bad time? I don't know, make something up. He can't see that I'm here, he'll freak out. You know how it looks. My brother would never forgive me if he thought that you and I... This is the last place he should see me waking up. He's gonna kill me. No, I can't hide. My car is parked out there. I'm just gonna try to leave before he gets here. Thank you again for the hospitality, but I really have to go. I'll see you later. What? Did you say something? If there is something you want to say, you should say it now, because I really have to go. I'm listening. What are you doing? I mean, I shouldn't. I want to, but I shouldn't. Because you're my brother's best friend. You don't think he'd care. Well, I've known him for even longer than you have, and I'm pretty sure he would care. I mean, you don't think it would complicate things? So, if it would complicate things, don't you think it's a bad idea? Not if the pros outweigh the cons. And what are the pros exactly? You make a good argument. Look, I really have to go before he gets here. Promise you won't tell him about this, okay? See you around.